The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan's John Beilein. The Wolverines are 10-2 overall, 2-0 in the Big Ten, and are receiving votes in both the AP and coaches' polls. Michigan will travel to Nebraska on Thursday. Coach Beilein, good morning.
Good morning.
If you wouldn't mind giving us a quick opening statement, we'll go ahead and open it for questions.
Well, we're thrilled that we were able to start out in this conference with a 2-0 record. We know that the early season victories are important, although they don't define your season. But we're glad we could get out of the gate with 2-0, and now we just have to, you know, we go on the road again, play a late game at Nebraska on Thursday, and we got to do everything we can to answer a challenge again. So love the way our team responded the other day to the success we had in Minnesota with a win. Then you get response to success is sometimes more difficult than responding to adversity. So I love the way we came out yesterday and played against Northwestern.
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and open it up for questions from the media.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Brenda Quinn, M Live.
Hey, John. You mentioned yesterday about LaValle kind of having to step in on the scout team. I'm just curious if there's been any other, you know, kind of quirky things or anything else that you've had to do to counteract just your basic numbers at this point.
Well, I think another thing that has happened is added Brad Emloff from his football walk-on was a good addition. He is he's a tough kid. He's athletic. He's like a decathlete. He plays all these different sports, and he's really added a dimension too of guarding Nick every day or guarding Glenn every day and being physical with them. That has really helped us because with Cole McConnell with a injured foot and now Mitch out, we're down to 13 players. So we got to have those five to be able to give us some competitive games in practice.
I mean, do you feel like you have a scout team that last year you had a kind of guys who were mostly upperclassmen handling all that? I mean, how do they adjust with the day-to-day being ready to replicate what another team can do?
Oh, Andrew Dockage and Sean Lonergan right now are – they're showing the progress that we saw from the Esso Okunes and Corey Person and Josh Bartlestein, guys that were not on scholarship yet were able to go in and get better over their 4 years. Like we have workouts for them on game days. We have weights for them on game days, just trying to get them better, the better they are. And then Mark Dinell right now in practice continues to, I think if it was any other year, he'd be in there playing. But with having the three guys there right now still does not make sense for him to share minutes when he's a young 18 years old. So I do like the way that team is sort of coming together. But when Val joins that team, they take another step up.
To ask a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes from the line of Tony Cross, Fort Wayne Journal-Gazette.
Yes, hello, Coach. You kind of touched on this in your opening statement, but after just a snapshot of the Big Ten, two games in from everybody, how volatile do you see this league being where fortunes can change really quickly over the next 2 months in league play?
You know, the more experienced coaches that have been in here for a while could tell you more, but this is my seventh year, and I don't know if it's just me. It just seems that it's any given night, anybody can beat anyone. The strength of the league, again, I think when it's all said and done, the Big Ten will be either the top conference or one of the top two or three conferences. It wasn't like this 6 or 7 years ago. It was very top-heavy, where there still are some programs that are rebuilding or have new coaches, and I've been there. Getting used to new coaches is difficult, too, but both ways. But right now, there's so many programs. There's 10 without new coaches. And that whole idea right now of being having your culture set. There's 12 games. There's 12 different teams, 11 different teams. You better be on your A game every game, or you're not going to win.
Thank you, Coach.
Again, to ask a question, please press star 1. Your next question comes on the line of Lee Farfnick, Omaha Squirrel Herald.
Hey, John, do you feel your team is kind of getting its bearings or hitting stride now that you know Mitch's situation is and you just kind of know where you're at going forward?
Yeah, the ultimate bad news of losing Mitch, a tremendous player, and had showed signs this summer in our workouts, and obviously we saw him last March, of just have his ability to just dominate games. With his hustle, with his rebounding, with his scoring, his passing. Losing him is bad news. The good news is at least we know that he's out, and now we can move forward. We had two plans going all fall, and we weren't great at either one of them because we didn't know which one to emphasize because in our action, all five guys are involved an awful lot. And so it's, Mitch, we just want him to get healthy now. And we look at John Horford, we look at Jordan Morgan, and we look at Max Biefeld. Well, there you are, guys. You got a chance to play right now. Go out and get it done, and they are.
Right. I have a question about Teran Petaway, the transfer that's playing at Nebraska. He's fifth in the league in scoring. Have you had the chance to watch film of him or familiar with him?
No, I have not watched any film at all of Nebraska. When I start, get done with this conference call, I will be studying Nebraska for the next 3 days.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Last coach.
All right, we got time for one more question from the media before we let Coach Beeline go.
Your next question comes from the line of Mark Snyder, Detroit Free Press.
John, you've been notoriously tough on your point guards and taken a lot of personal interest in them over the years. Have you had to go back and forth with Derek in terms of how much to push him and how much to back off and stuff? You're still learning that?
Yeah, I think that there's that fine line between being, you know, right there, step with him, coaching him every minute, and then which comes with that coaching becomes some critiquing and tough love you have to show them as you instruct them. At the same time, there's times where you just have to say, okay, he's going to learn from that. We can't change that today. So don't get all upset about it. Just work on a daily matter. But he's been very resilient with it, and I think that in particular the last couple of games he's shown that.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, everyone.
Right, thanks, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, bye now, Brett.